Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing This is How They Feel Your Absence. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips. For more details, please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing This is How They Feel Your Absence. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you need your ex to feel your absence. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three ways your ex can feel your absence and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back. So let's get straight into this. And point number one is don't be where they expect. Now, when I say don't be where they expect, you need to be using a degree of common sense regarding what I'm about to say. So listen through point number one and try and connect it to your own life and to your own situation. When I say don't be where they expect, I'm referencing across-the-board possibilities, both online and in real life, about if and where your ex expects you to be within a certain parameter, a certain area, a certain space. And if you aren't in that area or space, this is going to make a situation occur where your ex feels your absence and ultimately wondering where you are and potentially missing you. Now, again, you need to be very careful in how you use this. There are going to be instances, I'm sure, where you really need to make sure that you are in the place they expect. For instance, if you have children together and you are the person who is going to pick up the kids, you need to make sure you are on time and picking up the kids. Okay, that is an example of common sense. When I'm speaking about don't be where they expect, I've got three examples here to give you suggestions of what exactly I mean. So the first one is social media timeline on your ex's birthday. Now, your ex, the dumper, might be in a situation where their birthday is approaching, and even though they might not be actively wanting to hear from you at this stage, they're probably expecting to hear from you regarding a happy birthday message. Now, perhaps you didn't want to send them a text. Maybe you thought, I'm not going to do that. I don't think that's appropriate. However, I'm going to type it on their social media timeline. You know, lots of other people will, and I'm going to put mine amongst it. Now, if that is the case or something similar, this is an example of where you shouldn't be posting happy birthday to your ex on their social media timeline. Because if your ex is one of those people who is expecting you to post them happy birthday, then if and when you don't, they're going to feel your absence. Because this is an example of you not being somewhere that they expect. Now, a completely different type of scenario would be, for example, if you both go to the same gym. Maybe there's one gym in your town, you both go to that gym. And unfortunately for you, you're finding it quite difficult knowing that your ex is likely to be there when you are. And maybe your ex is feeling the same, but perhaps you both feel you have no alternative due to your schedules. Maybe, for instance, there is no other option due to work commitments or any other angle which leads you to this position. So if you don't attend that gym on the day and time that your ex expects you to be there, they're definitely going to be feeling your absence. Now, you might be wondering, well, if this is the only chance I get to go to the gym, then how on earth can I not go to the gym and still maintain my health and fitness? Well, you know, there are other ways, but you can be creative. Now, I'm sure there's another gym within your vicinity. It might not be next door to where you live, but I'm sure there will be one not too far away that you could consider going to or trying out. Perhaps you want to do your exercise at home for a while. Okay, it's not going to be as intense potentially as the gym, but you can certainly do a level of health and fitness without attending a gym. Another option could be that you try and reschedule your work life, if that is possible, or the other things you need to be doing, so you can go to the same gym, but at a different time. You know, maybe your ex feels that you are a stickler for keeping things on time, same day, same time, you never change. Well, guess what? In this instance, you're going to change. You're going to surprise them. You're not going to be there. And this is where they could feel your absence. Another possibility is there is a local event close to where you live, and your ex knows that you have an interest in this event. Now, although everything about you might want to go to the event, my suggestion would be to try and see if you can go to this event in a different location. Maybe this is the type of event that goes to different locations on different dates. And okay, you might have to go slightly further afield, but if you're not going to be there when they expect you to be, maybe they're thinking, look, I want to go, but I know my dumpy is going to be there and I don't really want to see them. I don't really know what to say. But when they go and notice you're not there, that is when they're going to be shocked into wondering where you are. You know, this is the mindset of the dumper, where they don't necessarily want to see you at this stage. But if you're not there, they're going to start wondering about you. You know, they can only miss you if you're no longer in their life. And this is why I wanted to give you just a few examples. And of course, there is an infinite amount of possibilities about not being somewhere that your ex expects you to be. But please, like I said, use your common sense, because there are going to be moments and situations where you do need to be exactly where your ex thinks and knows you will be. So use your common sense, but play around with that, because if you can live your life in a way where they are somewhat confused about your absence, in a positive way, then this could be something which really starts to draw them in to wonder about you and hopefully eventually miss you. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is radio silence. So radio silence is the concept of you never contacting your ex again, but on top of this, you no longer post on social media, you no longer do the things you used to do, you almost go into what people sometimes refer to as a mini monk mode. In essence, you just focus on yourself, you don't really do the things that you once did, you certainly don't contact your ex, but maybe you were very active on social media and now you are not. You have, for all intents and purposes, vanished. This is known as radio silence. And for a lot of people, they find this not only helpful to try and reattract their ex, but also beneficial to rebuild themselves and come out the other side even better in every single way. Now, in my opinion, this is what I like to refer to as a middle option. It's not the best option, but it's also not the worst option. You know, the worst option, in my opinion, is chasing your ex, texting your ex, calling your ex. In most instances, if you've been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you should never be contacting your ex again unless they contact you first. And although there is some principle within the radio silence concept that I've just said there and then, radio silence differs by being a lot more hardcore. Radio silence, like I suggested a moment ago, would also include you not posting anything on social media, even if you used to be very active. It also suggests that maybe times, events, experiences that you would have had with friends or colleagues or whatever it may be, you would also not be doing, and instead you'd be focusing just on yourself internally, spending a fair amount of time within yourself. Now, this is where I don't think this is the best option, because although working on yourself is vital, I do think that mixing with other people, spending time with other people, making new connections, living your life to the full, I do believe that that is going to be much better for your mental health than just going within yourself, not really leaving your house too much. And if you do, it's just to be doing your own thing. Now, I'm not saying, like I said to a minute ago, that radio silence is the worst option, but I just think it's the middle option. It's better than chasing your ex. It's certainly better than hassling or bothering your ex. But I don't believe it is the best option that you could be trying. However, some people find it very beneficial. Some people find it the best way to really check out from their ex, focus on themselves, grow to become a version 2.0, and then reemerge at the other side. My only concern with radio silence is sometimes, if you do go that whole mini monk mode, sometimes it can really play on your mental health in a negative way. And therefore, I'd be very, very careful for going into things to that degree. It works for some people, it doesn't for others, but I would suggest that isolating yourself is not a good way to live your life. Now, if you think that you need to remove yourself from social media, but you're still going to be mixing with friends and family and whatnot, then maybe that is a happy medium for you. But I still don't think that is necessarily the best option unless your mental health is really suffering. If your mental health is really, really suffering, then yes, come off social media. But if your mental health is okay and you are ordinarily active on social media, then I don't think there is a real need to leave socials unless it really is troubling you. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about this is how they feel your absence. And point number three is my version of a no contact rule. Now this is what I believe to be the best option for you moving forward in a way where you can get your ex to feel your absence. Can I guarantee that you will get your ex back? No, I can't. But I can guarantee that this will give you the best possible chance of success based upon many, many years of research, many, many hundreds of clients that have come through my audio coaching doors. And I've found out through the research, I found out through the information I've been told from the experiences of others, that my version of a no contact rule certainly seems to give you that best possible chance of success. Now, although there are going to be some variants depending on your unique situation, which we could discuss via audio coaching, the basics and principles that I like to promote within my version of a no contact rule is, for most of you dumpies, never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. But if they do contact you, you must reply. And when you reply, you respond with a question. Now, at that point, you will be moving into the communication stage, and that is something that I would speak about in other podcasts. But my version of a no contact rule is not just about trying to get an ex back per se, that is the byproduct, because really, my version of a no contact rule is about you yourself. And that is, whilst you are not contacting your ex, you are focusing on you, you are growing as a person. And although the mini monk mode theory from point number two connected to radio silence can have somewhat of these principles within it, the main difference is what I alluded to earlier. I believe you should be social. You know, I do not believe you should be focusing from within. You should be mixing with new people, making new connections, whether that is online dating, whether that is going to meetup groups, whether you are joining classes, groups, clubs of any description. You need to be making new connections as well as spending time with your family and friends, growing in every single way, becoming a better person today than you were yesterday and a better person tomorrow than you are currently today. This is why I believe that if and when you hear from your ex, you can grow that conversation to the point where they will realize and understand that you are a better person than the person that they dumped. You're a better person than the person that they ended the relationship with. And this is why I believe it will give you that best possible chance of success. And therefore, I believe that this is your best option. You know, initially, I was saying about how you don't want to be chasing your ex. Absolutely not. In most instances, it's not going to help. And then I was saying about how radio silence is that middle option. And it absolutely is, in my opinion. But I believe that my version of a no contact rule, that is going to be something which increases your chance of success. Now, if we include what I discussed in point number one about not being where they expect in some scenarios, you're really going to be getting your ex to miss you in different ways and levels. You're not contacting them, but it's my version of a no contact rule. And when you don't do that, when you don't contact your ex, they're going to wonder about you. If they then go to a place, or maybe it's online, in a situation where they expect you to be there and you're not, again, they're going to be wondering about you. Now, what happens when they wonder about you to the point when they start missing you? Well, that is when the level of romantic emotional attraction will likely grow. And if and when it hits the necessary high point, this is when they will reach out to you. And when they reach out to you, they will discover that you are a version 2.0 of yourself based upon my principle of the no contact rule, growing, mixing with new people, practicing the perishable skills, which is something you would be less likely to do if you focused on point number two of today's podcast. If you went radio silent and did the mini monk mode, you probably wouldn't be practicing the perishable skills such as communication skills, because if you're just going to be on your own, that is not going to be possible. So make sure you live your life for you, doing your own thing, making sure you're reaching your goals, targets, aims, and you will find happiness with or without your ex. I can't guarantee you'll get your ex back, but I can guarantee you'll improve yourself to the point where if you don't get them back, you will find somebody even better. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.